Back now with Day to Day. 2006 was quite a year for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 16% overall. That is its best performance in 3 years. So can we expect the same for the coming year? Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us now. And Amy, first, let's recap the year that just finished. What was behind the stock market boom?
Well, a couple of things. You may recall back in August, the Federal Reserve Board stopped raising interest rates for the first time in more than 2 years. That took the brakes off the economy a bit and unleashed investor optimism that corporate profits would continue to grow. And they did. U.S. companies are now on track to post their fourth consecutive year of double-digit profit growth. Since 1950, that's happened just one other time. It was also a huge year for mergers and acquisitions, which tend to boost stock prices. Now, you mentioned the Dow, but virtually every major index shared the wealth here. The S&P 500 was up 14%. The NASDAQ rose 9.5%. And if you were in the stock market in 06, either directly or maybe through a 401k, you likely saw some of these gains.
And if you were a Wall Street broker, you certainly did in those year-end bonuses. Well, what about 2007? More of the same?
Well, many analysts predict the run will continue, at least for now. The housing slowdown seems to be happening gradually enough to keep consumer confidence fairly solid, and inflation has been waning. But economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors sees things a little differently.
You know, you just can't sustain those kinds of gains in profits, those kinds of gains in the stock market for that long a period of time. And in fact, you hope that we don't sustain those kind of gains. They can become very, very speculative, and that would be worrisome. No, I think things are going to slow down.
But when he says slow down, he's still forecasting growth of around 6 or 7%, which is pretty healthy. Now, Johnson reminds us that many of the predictions we heard this time last year turned out to be very wrong. No one was expecting the kinds of profits we saw in the second half, so clearly buyer beware.
Okay, and with that in mind, let's turn to the bond market. What are people predicting for that?
Well, the bond market also did quite well in 2006, again, much better than expected. And analysts are expecting the economy to keep slowing down in the next year. That could spur the Fed to lower interest rates. And when interest rates fall, the return on bonds is higher. So that could attract more investors to the market. Also, if corporate earnings start to slow and therefore the stock market comes back down to earth, you'll likely see more investors taking shelter in bonds. And later today on Marketplace, we'll find out how to beat the rising price of wedding rings.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It is produced by American Public Media.